Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Joe McGee with Through the Bible. We're going from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order. It is an amazing story. We're picking up today in Joshua chapter 13. I love the book of Joshua. It's the history book of Israel. And so we're picking up Joshua 13. A very detailed, God lets you know what they went through, how they went through it, what they were supposed to do, what they did, how they got it accomplished. So Joshua 13, we're going to talk about land yet to be conquered. They've got a lot of land that they have conquered, a lot of kings they have defeated, but there's a lot of land yet to be conquered. So God's about to give Joshua instructions. So Joshua chapter 13, verse 1. When Joshua was an old man, the Lord said to him, "You're growing old. Much land remains to be conquered. And this is the territory that remains, all the regions of the Philistines and the Geshurites and the larger territory of the Canaanites, extending to the stream of Shihor, to the border of Egypt, north and to the boundary of Ekron. It includes the territory of the five Philistine rulers of Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron. The land of the Avites in the south remains also to be conquered. In the north, the following area has not yet been conquered. The land of the Canaanites, including Merah, which belongs to the Sidonians, stretching northward to Aphek, the border of the Amorites, the land of Gebal, all the land of the Lebanon mountain area, east to below Mount Hermon, and all the hill country from Lebanon to Mishpah, including the land of the Sidonians. I myself will drive out these people out of the land ahead of the Israelites. So be sure to give this land to Israel as a special possession, just as I have commanded you. Include all this territory as Israel's possession when you divide the land among the nine tribes and the half tribe of Manasseh." Because remember, three tribes got land before they crossed over the river. Verse 8, "The half tribe of Manasseh and the tribes of Reuben and Gad have already received their grants of land on the east side of the Jordan, where Moses, the servant of the Lord, had previously assigned that land to them. Their territory included from Aar to the edge of the Amnon Gorge, including the town in the middle of the gorge, to the plain beyond Medeba, as far as Dibon. It also included the towns of King Shihon of the Amorites, who had reigned in Heshbon, extended as far as the borders of Ammon. It included Gilead, the territory of the kingdoms of Geshur and Maacah, Mount Hermon, and all of Bashan, as far as Sheklah, and all the territory of the king Og of Bashan, who had reigned in Ashrath, and the king Og was the last of the Raphites, for Moses had attacked them and driven them out. But the Israelites failed to drive out the people of Geshur and Maacah, so they continue to live among the Israelites to this day." Now, I'm going to stop just a minute in verse 13. One of the best things, I had a great friend years ago, very good Bible student. He knew his Bible better than anybody ever met, and been a famous oil man and retired and got born again, spirit filled, and then he really got into the Bible. He had massive charts, beautiful home, big old office. And he had charts, big stand-up charts that he would flip over. Well, this is all the people in Genesis, all the people, you know, in Exodus, all the people. And everybody that was born, he had them listed out like a giant family tree. And I thought, that's fascinating. And I learned more from him, because when God mentions something, it's not an accident. There's a reason he wants you to know that, why it happened, where it happened. So I'm going to pick up in verse 14. It's the allotment for the tribe of Levi, who were the priests. Verse 14, "Moses did not assign any allotment of land to the tribe of Levi. Instead, as the Lord had promised them, their allotment came from the offerings burned at the altar to the Lord God of Israel. The land given to the tribe of Reuben, Moses had assigned the following area to the clan of the tribe of Reuben. Their territory extended from Aar on the edge of the Arnon Gorge, to the town in the middle of the gorge, to the middle of Meba. It included Heshbon on the other towns, Dibon, Beth-Meon, Hajay, Kemoth, Mephath, Kisra, Sibna, Zippar, and the hill valley, Beth-Beor, and the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth-Jeshmon. Now, I know these names are just kind of messing you up right now. but they're all legal names. They're all on a Bible. There's a Bible map, and you can see them. There, even some of the older Bibles who had the colored maps in the back, you can see where they're at. God's very detailed. The land of Reuben also included the towns in the plain of the entire kingdom of Shion. Shion was an Amorite king who had reigned in Heshbon and had killed, was killed by Moses, along with the leaders of Midian, Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hor, Reba. Princes living in the region were also killed in Shion. The Israelites had also killed Balaam, the son of Beor, who used magic to tell the future. The Jordan River marked the western boundary of the tribe of Reuben. The towns and surrounding areas in this village were given as a homeland to the clans of the tribe of Reuben. Verse 24. Now, when I was a school administrator, I would take my seniors to this. We had a one-year class called Through the Bible. And I want them to know, I said, most of you are going to get out and you're going to go to college. You're going to get married. And hopefully you're going to get in church and get a good church that teaches the word of God. Because these stories are in here for a reason. Volume 2 of the Bible is not coming out. God's sticking with Volume 1. The Old Testament is just as important as the New Testament. They go together. It's called the gospel. And so, verse 29, the land given to the half-tribe of Manasseh. Moses had assigned the following area to the clans of the half-tribe of Manasseh. Their territory extended from Mahanaim, including Bashan, the former kingdom, king of Og, the 60 towns of Jair and Bashan, and also included half of Gilead, King Og's royal cities of Asherah and Edron. If you had a Bible map, you'd just be thrilled when you just read this. All this was given to the clans of the descendants of Makar, who was Manasseh's son. So he goes down family lines. These were the allotments Moses made when he was in the plains of Moab across the Jordan River east of Jericho. But Moses gave no allotment of land to the tribe of Levi, for the Lord God of Israel had promised that he himself would be their allotment. And so you're probably thinking, how come we got no land? Well, God's your land. God's your allotment. God's your source. He's going to take care of you. You're covered. You don't have to worry about any of this. Your job is to serve God in the temple and in the tabernacle. That's your job. And so it seems like a lot of Gogs and Magogs and names you can't pronounce, but they're in there for a reason. And so I won't do it because of the teaching pattern that I have here, but sometimes we have Sunday night services or Friday Saturdays. I can take a giant map, and really it's just good. People will come up after I teach, and they'll point, is that where that is? Yeah. Well, I've heard of that in Bible readings, but I didn't know where it was. Well, they're all real towns, and they're part of the promised land that God promised Moses to give to the children of Israel. Every detail. God is so detailed. So don't worry about what you're not getting. Just pick up what you can get, and you'll go through it again. That's what I tell my kids. You're going to read through the Bible once a year. Don't worry about what you didn't get. You'll get it again next year. Or if you miss a chapter, don't go back and get it. Get it next year. Just stick with your Bible reading plan, and you'll learn stuff that you never realized you knew that will help you. It will increase your faith. It will build your faith. It's going to be phenomenal. So get your Bible. Start reading it. A great journey. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.